This week's film is Wolf of Snow Hollow, playing locally at Redstone 8 and via several online platforms. Filmed in Utah, Wolf of Snow Hollow revolves around a series of gruesome murders in a remote ski town. Tourism grinds to a halt while the locals try to find out what is happening. Problem one is the local sheriffs are so lackluster, they make super troopers look like FBI's best investigative unit by comparison. Problem two is the head sheriff is failing in health, and his chief deputy and son battles internal monsters of his own, as well as an increasingly defiant teenage daughter. Tensions quickly rise with the body count, but this is not a traditional screamer horror film. This is the second full-feature film by Jim Cummings, who made his mark with an impressive breakout at South by Southwest in 2018 with the dramedy Thunder Road. Somewhat surprisingly, Cummings follows up that success with this horror-comedy-drama combo, which aspires to package a murder mystery with heavy-hitting themes of masculine rage and familiar obligation. Think Fargo mixed with Secret Lives of Dennis. The sheriff, played by stalwart Robert Forster in his final big-screen appearance before his death, represents a fading generation where strong leadership meant something. Cummings, who stars as the sheriff's son and deputy, deploys a unique and quirky comedic script routed in local custom and dialects to reveal not just the monster of crime, but the monsters in men. Cummings uses the legends of werewolves to deliver a searing indictment of how little has changed in masking our inner demons and abuse of women. Cummings, as an actor, similarly transforms from astute detective to the town drunk. However, like the full moon, Ricky Lindholm consistently outshines the rest of the cast as one of the other sheriff's deputies, mixing deadpan humor with nuggets of stating the obvious wisdom. But the lack of additional backstory for her character and others is symptomatic of a film which wallows over slow landscape shots but skips over backstory after backstory of the supporting cast. As the body count mounts, so does the collateral damage, physically and emotionally. So, on my alternative Surf Is Not Up rating system, Wolf of Snow Hollow earns my intermediate boogie board rating. Piercing scenes which unmask the grasp of addiction and dualities of father-son, father-daughter bonds elevate a meandering narrative, poor editing, which is both abrupt and prematurely transitional. However, Utah shines bright in this film as the cinematography is glorious and local audiences will delight in recognizing Summit County in solitude venues. Wolf of Snow Hollow is rated R for violence, bloody images, language, drug use, and graphic dissection of a ball cap for a ponytail. And it was long overdue. For KPCW's Friday Film Review, my name is Mark Harrington, and it's been 329 days since my last drink in Hawaii and 512 days since my last drink in Ireland.
This Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, now presenting a virtual cinema at parkcityfilm.org.